And after you get that soil prepared, well, if you want to put your fertilizer down, or your chemical, whatever you want to put under that, you put it down there, and then you got the soil, you get the soil prepared, when then the next thing you do, you plant that cotton, and that cotton get, when the cotton come up, then you begin to cultivate that cotton. We have different types of ways of cultivating it. You see,
smoke. I mean, after the cotton has gotten up, then what do you start doing?
Well, after the cotton get up, and you get it cultivated and finish cultivating it, cultivate it to a certain standard, that so many weeks or a month or some kind, that cultivation to keep tarry down, and then next thing you begin to poison that cotton.
You haven't cared for it at all, except cultivating. That's all you do.
You've cultivated and you insecticide it.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you are out there in the field caring for it.
Well, you ain't out there caring for it.
But everything that you do to the cotton.
Well,
after
you've
gotten your cotton up and everything. After the plant has come up, then everything that you do to it is what?
It is cultivating it and insecticiding it. That is poison to keep the weevil from eating it up. You see, you're fertilizing it, and you're cultivating for weeds. You know, that's what you're talking about, for weeds.
When you say cultivating, what do you mean?
Cultivating means a round trick with machines, mule machines, whatever machines.
What about what the people do to it?
Well, the people, that would be people that he ran the machine, or if he got a mule, he got harrow, and he got cultivator, and the plows, and,
so that's
and
all
the
you
poison.
That's all you have to do to it?
Yeah, hoe it. Yeah, hoe it, that's all that. It's cultivating to go, I reckon, go to the 9 yards. You got the, you know, you, when the cotton gets big enough.
I mean, when you get the weeds out of the cotton, what do you call yourself doing then?
When you get the weeds out of the cotton, then,
you're going to have to do a thing. What do you call that?
Well, you call it hoeing. And when you're using a machine or using a mule in there with harrows and cultivating, you just say you're cultivating.
Uh-huh. What do you call grass that grows in the cotton field when you don't want it? What do you call it?
Tara. Call it tara, anything you're doing in there. You call it tara.
Your cotton and corn grows in your what?
Cotton and corn
grows in
the field. On your farm in the field.
Now tobacco, do you know anything about tobacco?
No, we never read that. I don't know anything
about
tobacco.
You wouldn't say where it's grown in a what?
Well, it's growing in on a tobacco farm, just like cotton and anything else. I don't know. I couldn't tell no description.
What things would you say were grown in a patch?
Well, a little bit of stuff like a half an acre or 2 or 3 acres, 2 or 3 rows or something. Like we have a little family peanut patch, or just a family potato patch, just that small field. Uh-huh. You see, it's called
that
a patch.
Things that are grown in patches would be like?
Yeah. Just a little half acres and maybe acre, some
and
small patches of crop.
And then what would be things that are grown in the field would be?
Well, if it's in larger acres, they call it corn field.
Uh-huh.
But if it's just like a few rows for boat corn or something, they call it a patch. Boat corn patch, they won't call that the field.
Now, what kind of fences do you have around the yards and gardens?
Well, now everybody now practically have wire fences around there. What you call woven wire, you know, or knit wire. Different types of wire.
Well, do you know any names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Well, back in our time, the folks went in the woods and they cut down trees, local trees, and they made posts. And they cut a smaller tree and they nail that called rails. And they would cut down oak or sassafras trees and get a fruit and rive them up and make pickets. And they would make a what you call a picket fence around there. You wouldn't get them from the sawmill. People used to just get them out of the woods. Call it picket fence. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you see, you come with this wire fence.
Is that the only kind that's made out of